eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good morning, everybody. Good setting the tone by a producer back at the station, Mr. Joe Wechter. We are at Borgata today. It is certainly a football Friday, and we already got some people here. Guys, make yourself heard. Jeez. They were anticipating a turnout like we had last week, which could well be. They actually put partitions up here, but we moved them.
Okay.
Because we wanted to be bonding with the fans.
I guess they were afraid of the noise on the mics, I guess.
They were afraid that they would attack us with the ecstasy of a big football game at the lake.
Well, they can still throw stuff.
Or possibly, they can. Or possibly they've heard something untoward from Mr. Johnson, and they wanted to finally get a chance to beat him up.
Oh.
But we have John Johnson's here today. Al's here. I'm here. Rhea's back at the station. Hi, Rhea.
Hello.
Oh, the excitement, Rhea. This is insane. We are 2 days away from the NFC Championship game. And we got a fabulous show for you today. We got our regular experts on. Mike Lombardi at 7, Dick Vermeil at 8. At 9, we have our former intern, who is now far more successful than all of us put together, from the NFL Network, Colleen Wolf.
Superstar.
Awesome. Jay Black's checking in to talk about the crew we will be hearing do the game on TV for Fox at 3 o'clock on Sunday. And we got a whole bunch of other surprises and fun stuff planned today. But I want to start today with a face-to-face with these fans who are listening at 6 o'clock in the morning. I want you to understand, there are people who came out. Wow, look, more people just showed up, Al. There are people that left at 3 a.m.
Left
to
what,
drive
the bar?
Here. They're in the Bucks County.
Oh.
And they got up at 3 o'clock to come out here in anticipation of what this could be our final show.
Yeah, we do that every day.
What do you mean?
Get up at 3 o'clock.
Yes.
No, but they didn't have to.
Yeah.
We have to.
Yeah, we should pay them then.
No, you pay them. Right? I was impressed by that.
They're coming down. Everybody's got Eagles gear on, so
yes,
they're coming in for the celebration.
My God, all these people just showed up.
Yeah.
Hell, this could be scary. All right, anyway, I want to start by talking directly to the fans, and I want to talk to fans that are listening right now. Who are going now? There's a guy here with a mummer's hat, just like the hat.
Kelsey's hat.
The Kelsey hat. He's going to come on now because he is a season ticket holder.
Right.
And he just told me that he paid $275 to be six rows from the field.
Oh, nice.
Cool.
Do you know what he would get if he put those on the secondary market now?
Oh,
ten times that minimum.
Yeah, a lot more.
Right?
A lot more.
But it didn't even occur to him. Because he's an Eagles fan.
Well, then he could afford long pants.
No.
What are you doing, Al?
Simon and John just showed up here, too. This is going to be fun today. All right. Anyway, it's your time, people. And I want you to understand what's going on. Yesterday, Al, the major topic of discussion was not about the whys or wherefores of the game, although I think you pointed out a great point just a moment ago.
What was that?
Quarterback versus quarterback.
That's simple.
Come on.
That's it.
Not that complicated.
Yep.
But they were talking about the environment in the building.
Right.
Because there's been a lot of conversation about it this week. And it all, I guess, Deebo Samuel of San Francisco. I went on San Francisco radio yesterday.
Nice. Did you point out the little hands?
I did point that out. It didn't play as well in San Francisco as it played here. Yeah? But what I did hear just prior to going on, there's a couple of lunkheads calling in saying they don't know what's coming in Philadelphia. We are going to take over Philly. And they were referring out to what happened in Game 2 a year ago, where they did occupy the Art Museum steps. They're planning to go back there this weekend.
Oh, cool.
They believe, I don't know how many got tickets. It's hard to say. Secondary market, maybe they got money, whatever it is. But they do plan to be present and accounted for at 3 o'clock on Sunday.
Right.
And when they brought me on, I laughed in their faces.
Mm-hmm. Good for
and
you.
I said,
well played.
You jackasses have no idea. None. And I can prove it, Al, because one of their best players, Deebo Samuel,
right,
he came on and made a dumb comment. Mm-hmm. And this was the comment he made.
We know it's going to be loud, but no stadium is as loud as ours. But at the end of the day, you know, they're at home, NFC Championship. They're going to be all riled up. And, you know, it don't really too much. We don't really too much feed into all that. You know, we put the pads on and just go to work.
All right, let me make this clear to Deebo and everybody. San Francisco is not in the same league with Philadelphia when it comes to atmosphere. Mm-hmm. You've been all over North America.
Right.
We're top five in every sport.
Oh, yeah.
We're
absolutely
top five in every sport.
Yeah.
San Francisco, no, not even close. A, they ain't taking over the link, and B, they are not prepared for what they're going to hear.
Yeah.
This is where you guys come in. It's important. So, D'Amico Ryan's played here.
Yes.
He's a defensive coordinator.
Mm-hmm.
He's a good defensive coordinator.
Oh, yeah.
Don't get me wrong. He's very good. In fact, he may end up with a head coaching job.
Mm-hmm.
But he made it clear. He knows what to expect. Here's what he said.
The environment, it'll be hostile. It'll be loud, right, as it should be. NFC Championship game, right, we're in their stadium. We're on their turf. We understand it's going to be hostile. But we also have to understand you block out all of those distractions, and you just go and play the best football you can play for 3.5 hours.
Yeah, good luck with that. Trent Williams played for Washington.
Yeah.
So he was here.
Mm-hmm.
He's a good player, too, by the way.
Very good.
They have a lot of really good players.
That's why they're here.
They're in the NFC Championship game. But he also said that he knows the attitude the fans would have toward the Niners.
You know, Philly is just one of those places where, you know, those fans, they make a difference. They get under your skin, you know, they yell at you. They don't stop, so. When you walk into there, you know they let you know that you're not welcome.
All right, listen, you need to do that, all of you. I know there's a whole number. Look at all the people here already.
Mm-hmm.
A number of you going to the game. People, you're the advantage.
We have a job on Sunday at 3 p.m.
Thank you, Rhea. Talk to them. You're going. Talk
no,
to them.
No, they absolutely have a job to literally not let Brock Purdy think for 1 second.
Perfect. Beautifully said. This is a rookie quarterback who thinks he's ready for it. Make sure he's not.
He has not faced a defense ranked in the top 12. The
right.
only top one he faced was Dallas last week, and they didn't get a ton done last week.
They sure didn't. All right, let's go to the Eagles side of this. Fletcher Cox is talking about the fans and what they need to do on Sunday.
If you think the stadium was loud last week, you know, just wait until Sunday. We got to keep the crowd in it the entire game because we're going to need it. And we are looking forward to it because if the crowd is loud, they got to go, you know, silence cadence the whole time. And that's what we want, right? We wanted them to not be able to hear to get their calls in and get their checks in. And that's the advantage of playing in Philly.
You know, the central theme here is, Johnson, all of the Eagle players all week have been trying to cue the fans to go to another level.
Yeah.
To be beyond, to be what the Phillies fans were in the postseason.
Absolutely, but a little
That's
more
it.
Hostile.
Even more, yeah, well, Eagle fans tend to be more hostile.
Within the limits.
I think this is really a major theme now, what's going on. And the best example would have been, and Nick Sirianni talked about it yesterday, Al, this is called the whoa moment.
Whoa. Right?
Now, I'm going to let you hear the way he described what Jonathan Gannon experienced when he was here 5 years ago with the Vikings. because they came out in that game. The Eagles smoked them 38-7.
Yeah, yeah.
Same score as what they beat the Giants at last week. And they came out, and here's the way Nick yesterday described the woe moment.
Jonathan Gannon always jokes around about when he was in 2017, when he was with the Vikings, and they came into Lincoln Financial in the NFC Championship game. He just Jonathan, every time he talks about it, he's like, "Whoa, that was we were talking about that, and so you know, make the other team right. Where's the cameras? Make the other team say, "Whoa," of how Jonathan Gannon did in 5 or 6 years ago. That'd be my message.
You know, that's great. You were saying before a few minutes ago how Sirianni is starting to be not liked around the league, around the country. And the more he's not liked, the more I like him.
Yeah.
Because he's more us.
Yeah.
You understand?
Yeah.
When he's mugging for the camera, Johnson, earlier this week, Jonesy said, they're going to use that. I'm going to let him use it. I don't care.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
He's really getting Philadelphia-ized.
Yeah.
He's so much more Philadelphia than he was two years ago.
It's the one of us. Monster.
But anyway, yeah. Joe Wechter back there said, well, if you're going to play Nick talking about Gannon saying the wall moment, why don't we hear directly from Gannon, defensive coordinator Jonathan Gannon, talking about what it was like 5 years ago?
In warmups, a guy that I was, you know, coaching, he looked at me with a look in his eye like, whoa, you know, Harrison Smith. And I said, whoa, back. Like, you could feel the energy, and it's awesome. I mean, this is one of the best atmospheres that you're going to get in the National Football League.
Rhea Hughes said it perfectly a minute ago. Philadelphia Eagle fans, you have a job. And your job, Rhea, you're going to be there,
yes.
So you have this job,
yes.
Too. Make it as uncomfortable as you can. The circumstances, Al, are better here than I can ever think to intimidate because the main player, the number one player on the other team, is a rookie from Iowa State,
right,
who was the last pick in the 7th round,
yes,
and has never, ever faced this pressure of an NFC championship game and the pressure of a hostile environment. This is your moment to take the Eagles to the Super Bowl.
Whoa.
And you need to do it. You need to
do it. No voices on Monday.
Right. Rhea, if you have a voice on Monday, we're suspending you.
Okay.
And if you don't, we're suspending you because we won't be able to hear you. See you on Tuesday.
Yes.
All right. Anyway, let me get some calls here, but I just want to get that message out early and often today that you will be a factor in what happens Sunday. And answering whether or not the Eagles go to the Super Bowl, and frankly, whether I go to the scrap heap.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Because, Al, if the Eagles lose, I'm done.
Yep.
That's it. It's over.
Next Friday.
Do you sound nostalgic about it? Wow, are you really upset?
With sleep.
I'll tell you, you really know how to tap into emotion. You're amazing.
What are you going
to
do?
Let's start the call.
Go to early mass now.
Let's go to Bella to kick things off today. Hi, Bella.
Hi, Angel. I'm a voice from your PS, Bella from South Philly.
I haven't heard from you in 30 years, Bella.
Well, almost 30 years, yeah.
You sound younger now. How did you do it?
I don't know. I'm going backwards. I'm 76.
Wow.
Anyway.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, and I'm still, you know, watching football.
Well, but anyway, what do you feel right now? What do you think?
Oh, please. I watched that game, the Cowboys and the Niners. They were tied 9-9. Nobody looked like they knew what they were doing. That quarterback, seriously, our backup is better than him. And our backup didn't do that great a job.
No, so, I agree with you. I think he is.
Yeah, I have no fear. If you've seen Brian Dawkins' Instagram talking about the players know what's expected of them, and this is what is expected of the fans. And he lays it out. You know how Dawkins lays it out. So we're ready.
Dawkins is a fan leader.
Yes.
I don't know anybody that the fans responded more to in the past 30 years than Brian Dawkins, Bella. If he's out there cranking the fans up, you know how important they think it is.
Yeah. Now I got two things to say, and then I'll leave you. I was going to write you a poem, but it's hard to say words that have to rhyme. So anyway, when I started listening to you, I was married to a man for 25 years who would not allow football in the house.
What?
I'm serious. We separated in 1992. Okay? My mother was a big fan of yours. So she says, you know, start listening to WIP. Take something off your mind and get back into football. He's gone. I can't tell you how much fun you made my life at that time. That would have been a difficult time. Single mother now, kids, you know what I mean? Just wonderful. And my father got a hat that said South Philly Bella's dad. And when my mother was sick and frail at the end of her life, she sat with WIP next to her head. You don't realize the effect that you guys have on people and the joy that you bring to people. You brought me back my passion for football, and you made me laugh. And I thank you, Angelo. And Al. Hi, Al.
Good day. How are you doing?
Bella, thank you. Thank you for those kind words.
Means I got a lot.
I have never heard in my whole life, Bella, a spouse.
Didn't allow football?
A spouse who banned football from. I'm amazed you lasted that long with that man.
The people that watch football it was just stupid. And now he's an old man, and he goes in people's houses and sits down and watches football. I'm gonna take a hammer to him. But anyway, that's kind of cool.
Bella, you're awesome.
I just
awesome.
Wanted to say one thing. You were talking about Philadelphia-izing people, and it's amazing, really, when guys come here. You came here, and like all of a sudden they get us.
Yep.
They understand us. Jason Kelsey, what's he from, Ohio or someplace like that? He gets us, but he's wrong about one thing, and I have to correct him if you're listening, Jason. He says no one likes us and we don't care. We care. We don't want them to like us. We love it when they talk bad about us. I hate when they talk good about us on TV. And by the way, Chris Collinsworth, it should be illegal for him to call an Eagles game.
Right.
But seriously, we want to be disliked. We take pride in that. So, Kelsey,
I got you, Bella. I love you. Thank you for checking back in with us, and thank you for those inspiring words. You're awesome, Bella. Nothing but a happy life from here. Thank you.
Thank you. All
thank
right.
you, Bella.
Bye-bye.
That's Bella.
She was awesome.
No
she
football.
Was a long time ago. Who does that?
I don't know.
That's a deal breaker. Johnson, if your wife says that's it, no more affection.
Yeah.
If you're watching football,
yeah.
What wins, football or your wife?
Well, I could change the locks. It's easy.
Two,
change
one,
the
five.
Wife.
Two,
pretty sure it'd be the other
two,
way
one,
around.
Five. Seems like we gave her an opening. 215-592-9494. We come back. I got a couple of people we're going to bring out. This guy here out with the mummer's hat.
Yeah.
Because he could get 10 times what he paid for these tickets, and it's not even a possibility. And I have seen Simon John around here, and Simon John is, I think right now, he is preparing his remarks, Hal, for You Are Looking Live. That's all coming up in the next segment. We're here live at Borgata, WIP Sports Time, 617.